I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 to 3. He loves fish and movies with Pesci. It's the afternoon JUB. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 to 3.
Bunky.
He's f***ed all the Oxnard. It's the afternoon JUB.
All right, 2:39 on a Tuesday. You know what time it is. It's time for a little afternoon jub. Mm-hmm. George Dunham of your morning musers. And Ja, before we get going, how we doing? Because I heard my Courage Boys this morning all in different places that wasn't the studio. How's the health?
I know. You know, I feel a little bit better. And I went to the doctor and I tested negative again.
Okay.
Whoa, so that's congratulations.
A home test and a doctor test that says, no, sir.
All right.
Now what?
Not today.
What are your symptoms? I'll Google them on WebMD and I'll give you a diagnosis.
Okay. Fatigue.
Okay.
No, fatigue. No bathroom problems.
None of that.
Fatigue, aches.
Okay.
No fever.
Good.
And that's about it.
Okay, typing this in. According to the internet, you have a 98% chance of having AIDS.
Oh, no,
man.
So,
did you check for that?
I forgot
that.
Yeah, did you get tested for AIDS?
All right, I got to go back.
Right. I'm glad you had a doctor do that, because I heard this morning that sometimes you might skimp on how far you put the Q-tip up your nostril, George. It's not a good
thing. Yeah, I that's just a hard thing to do to yourself, to ramrod that thing all the way up to your brain, like they do.
We're docking. Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to put it too far up there. It's just going to get stuck or something. Yeah.
There's
like,
no...
now this test is, I have to get another one. I've got blood everywhere.
Yeah, if that's all they need is just some sort of fluid from inside her nose, why do you have to go that high?
I don't think you stop
the major league. It's too
spinal
high.
Spinal fluid. I want to make sure you get enough.
Until it goes out of your ear.
Right.
Yeah. Like, all
okay,
right,
there we go. Okay, my ears are bleeding. Thank you.
So, Georgie, I don't know if you've been by the channel today, but we reviewed the first two episodes of Chimp Crazy on HBO. And
man,
I feel like this
I'm
is
so far behind.
Right,
I know. I know everyone's talking about it, and I have not seen a minute of it today. Maybe I'll watch it today.
Hey, it's... I've had this George laugh in my head while watching it last night, which really made it even more enjoyable, but.
See, I think it goes wrong, right?
It's a love story with a chimp and then it goes terribly wrong.
Well, and it's more scary to me. Like I really haven't found it funny at all, because they'll show monkeys and they're doing monkey type things and it's silly, but
and they're wearing pants.
I'm just That's waiting good. For the moment when I'm like, okay, one of these people are, they're going to get their face ripped off pretty soon by one of these monkeys.
Yeah, episode two talks about Charlotte Nash, who you guys talked about back in the day, which was the impetus of the Larry Allen hypothetical. And when you can rip a car door off a vehicle because you're just angry, Larry Allen's not going to win, George.
Wait a minute. There's footage of this, of a car door getting ripped off?
They show him shaking there's footage of the monkey shaking the car.
Yeah.
They don't show it ripping the door off, but they show the aftermath, and it was definitely something.
Yeah, the cop
that 200-pound chimpanzee.
Yeah, and I don't think Larry Allen would fare well. I don't think anybody would fare well.
No, and that was our thing. It was they're stronger. Number one, they're stronger than you think. And then two, they don't – Larry Allen, God rest his soul, would have fought like a human – you know, and with a little bit of fairness in mind, the chimp doesn't care. Like you said, rip the face off.
Yeah, the chimp doesn't care about pad level at all.
But I wonder, like sometimes the cowboys will play down to their competition, and chimps are very smart. Like in this documentary, they say that they're 98% human, and like they know how to do human things. I wonder if they were to fight... We'll just say Tyler Guyton now because he's on the Cowboys.
Okay. Yeah, we got to update it.
Would the chimp fight down to the level of the opponent? Not to, like, make it an even playing field, but they just kind of see their technique.
No. Like, were their trap game?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No,
because maybe there's a chance.
They only have one gear.
They would not see it as a trap match at all. They would, because they would feel threatened because of the sheer size of Tyler Guyton. So they would know that they've got to deliver the most, you know, destructive blow that they have. And sometimes that is teeth or hands to the face.
What if it's Deuce Vaughn?
They don't care.
No way.
They don't care about a penalty. They don't. Targeting, they've never heard of it.
I think they're trying to win the points match, and they want to take the round more than get the knockout.
It's like Greco-Roman wrestling.
Yeah, they're fighting like Floyd Mayweather.
Okay, what about
they just want to end it. And in their world, they know how to end things.
Justin brings up Deuce Vaughn, but what if it's not a fight? What if it's just an open field tackle? Like, do you think a 200-pound chimpanzee that's 10 years old in the open field? I don't know if it would have the lateral quickness to catch up to
Deuce Vaughn. Where are you putting? Are you putting them in the secondary, or are you putting them closer to the line of
free safety?
Okay. Or it has to set the edge, maybe?
I think they'd be a great free safety.
They would horse collar you so bad. They would separate your shoulders from the rest of your body.
Yeah. You could try to play them, but it'd be 200 yards of penalties a game. A quarter, probably.
Like Roy Williams. Yeah. Like, come on, dude.
You have the
good tackle.
The new Travis the Chimp rule in the NFL. Can't pull an opponent's arms off. So that led us to
A bear you can teach, I think, to play,
yes,
and he's going to play with inside the rules.
That's where the movie is going to be
made. That's where the movie comes in.
So that had us thinking, what is the biggest animal that we could beat in a fight?
Okay. And let's talk real now. Let's talk about animals around the North Texas area.
Sure.
Okay.
For some reason, the coyote fears a human. They're just not very good fighters unless they're taking on a little kid. And then sometimes that's terrible.
They're not that big, though, are they?
No, and I don't think they're that strong. I think you could take a coyote. At least the coyote thinks that you could take them.
Mm-hmm.
What if they're rabid, though?
Well, then all rules are off. Did you guys, we think this one was rabid at training camp. We were playing, this is like 10 years ago. We were playing golf with Killer, and a coyote came up to him. I mean, it was like 3 feet away from him.
What a cute dog.
Yes. And he's going, this coyote has lost his way. And we were just waiting for the coyote just to rip into Killer, and it didn't.
He's frothing at the mouth.
You think it's chipped?
But had he attacked Killer, I think Killer could have taken it.
What if Killer's the coyote whisperer? They just
he's
have some
Malone.
Attraction to him, and they just,
he's their leader.
All right, John Dial. Killer's the alpha.
He speaks their language.
Everywhere you go,
okay, John
Dial.
All right, John Dial.
Like, bye. Yeah, and they understand all of his commands. Bye.
What about the ostrich? I think the ostrich would be an interesting fight because of the girth of the body and the height. I don't think there's a lot of good lateral quickness, from the ostrich.
Are they aggressive? Mm-hmm.
They can be.
Yes, I've seen them, attack with their mouths anyway. But, what are they going to do? That's all they can do is kind of...
You don't have anything else to attack with. They don't have
with your beak. Yeah, they're not going to kick you.
And the long neck is just such a vulnerable point for the ostrich that...
Yeah, you could take an ostrich. Okay, what about this animal is feared, and again, it'll tear up a family pet. Could you take the bobcat?
I think we could. We would take some heavy damage.
Yeah.
Like, we'd get messed up pretty bad, but if it's a fight to the death, I think we win that one.
Problem is, I'd be such a weenie. I would feel really bad.
But
if
you're
I was, like, killing
you're protecting yourself, though. Like, you're not the instigator.
Well, I'd let him take a little bit.
You're crying while you're
I'd feel terrible.
Sending him to hell.
Yeah, I'd let him take a piece of my calf or something. But I'd feel awful if I had to hand kill this thing.
Well, this is winner take all here. We can't.
You go produce. I'll just die. You can have it. You win. Bobcat.
Wow, you'd have a bobcat as a producer.
He's just booking guests.
Yeah. I think we need to talk more cowboys. I don't know.
Content on the weekends from DJ and Ham, bud.
Talks just like Sterminator.
Yeah, we could probably take an ostrich if we had to, but they could be aggressive. Oh, yeah. But I don't think that they're actually going to like try to kill somebody. Like, they might get aggressive with their
injury, though. I'd be more interested in the story leading up to me having to get into a life or death fight with the ostrich. That's the movie
I want.
Yeah,
what would cause that?
Then you can end it when the fight's about to start, but I want to know what led up to us having to kill
fighting
each
over
other.
A parking space or something.
Or
some sort of road rage.
Yeah.
All right, that does it. You're just an ostrich.
Your wife is
you
just
need to have your ass kicked.
On that from you.
I can't compete with this guy.
Look at him.
Look how handsome he is. Look at that jawline.
The problem is with the Northwest filter, George, around here, anyone can have any pet. So basically anything we bring up could be around here.
Yeah, you'd have no chance with the tiger.
Oh, no.
No.
And I'm sure there are tigers in the Metroplex.
Let's put that on a t-shirt, please.
Okay, do you doubt that? I bet someone...
Absolutely.
Maybe listening to us right now has a pet tiger.
I guarantee
somebody
you.
In Denton County has one.
Denton County, Grand Prairie, somebody has one. Somebody in Mesquite has one,
Up by the Red River.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gainesville, noted. Sanger, sure.
Oh,
there's got to be a tiger in Sanger.
Crumb.
Yeah, we could drive 30 minutes and probably get you 15, 20 tigers.
What about Argyle?
If you got a tiger, holla at us and we'll come check out your tiger.
We won't fight
him. And Monty will fight him.
You have alligators in the moat, don't you?
Out on
the manor.
But yeah, there's alligators all over North Texas. Lake Grapevine, Lake Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
What about the
wild
pig?
We've got them up here.
Ooh, the boar.
A boar would mess us up.
Yeah, we've got wild pigs out here by me.
I'm saying,
sure.
Do you think you could take one?
No.
It would depend on the size.
Ooh, man.
We've seen TC's hog, but we saw the hog that he caught.
Yes.
And that thing was gnarly.
They
know
what
AR-15s
to kill them.
Stank.
That is, those things are nasty. No, I don't think you could. And I think, especially a big hog, I don't think you could take them.
Now, if it's just like a fat pig, we could do that.
But not a big hog.
Yeah. Not a hog.
No. No. Poor old
take
pig.
Take a big old pig.
Just take it to the stock show and you win.
Get him sifted.
Yeah. Stop hitting me.
Why are you doing that?
Oh, we forgot to talk about Gone Fishing again.
What are we going to do?
We watched
Matt Damon of our show.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So next week, Gone Fishing, the breakdown.
Well, Georgie, I hope you're healthy enough for fight night. That's
my goal is to be there Thursday night and see. I'm going to have a chingon for every round.
Hell yeah.
We'll be like Pat McAfee in Dublin. We have
23 fights on here. Perfect.
Hey, do y'all believe that McAfee really had 30 beers in one day?
Yes.
He said he had 30 Guinnesses. I don't believe that.
Oh, no.
30 Guinnesses? Wouldn't that kill you?
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, he's
my hero. He's still my hero.
If a guy that wears a tank top every day says he can drink 30 Guinnesses, I believe him.
You got to believe him.
You need to dress
for
like
the brand.
Pat Mac for fight night.
Oh, please, George. For the brand. Do it for the brand.
Your blue tank.
And I'll be AJ Hawk, and I'll just kind of sit there.
AJ Hawk.
Look at the camera and nod.
You can nod. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's his 30th beer. Yep.
All right, Georgie. That was fun. I don't know what we accomplished today, but I'm glad
everything.
We did it. Yep, exactly.
Gone Fishing next week.
All right, we'll see you Thursday night. Fight night.
Okay, Thursday night. Let's go. 30
El
beers.
Chingon IPA, one per